25 past nine is the time. Good morning to you. Let's say good morning to the former leader of the Alliance Party, David Ford. David Ford, good morning. Let me see, you're not even on that line. You're on this one, which is a tricky one. Morning, David.
Good morning, Frank.
Are you ready for a brutal election?
Well, I'm not sure it needs to be brutal, and it'll certainly not be brutal on what Alliance will be putting forward. It'll be constructive, as it always is. But if there is to be an election, certainly Alliance will be prepared to contest the election and to seek to enhance our numbers in the Assembly.
Can you see any way of an election being avoided?
It's extremely difficult on the timescale which is now available to see it being avoided, given the given what Jamie Delaghi has just been talking about of the behaviour of the DUP and Sinn Féin over the last few days, the last few weeks. It's very difficult to see how in a few days they can resolve it. And the legislation is quite clear. The Secretary of State has to call an election. It's not exactly clear what the timescale for that should be, whether there's a prospect of some sort of discussions before the election takes place. But there has to be an election according to the legislation if we don't have First Minister and Deputy First Minister in place by next Monday.
Do you have an understanding of how angry the electorate is at the moment? Angry with politicians, full stop.
Well, it's interesting because I had my regular meeting of my South Antrim Association Committee last night, and I specifically asked those who are out of work in jobs which aren't part of the Stormont bubble as miners, as to how they thought people were reacting. And undoubtedly, in some measure, there is a plague on all your houses. In other cases, it is much more specifically focused, and the focus is on the DUP and Sinn Féin. The reality is they are the two parties which did a deal with the two governments 14 months ago, which they call a fresh start. On the day I said it was a false dawn, I think I've been proven to be right. The reality is the last executive of which Stephen Farrey and I were part worked tolerably well. It wasn't a particularly good example of good government, but it worked tolerably well, and people got on. Since the DUP and Sinn Féin have been left to it on their own, it's clear that things have deteriorated. There's been virtually no government legislation coming forward. There's very little sign of the executive working coherently together. And it just seems that when the two parties, despite all their promises, were left in charge, they were incapable of doing anything.
Some people may be considering a change. They may think, OK, I've been with the DUP or Sinn Féin in the past. I'm going to change now. They could be looking at an alternative. And yesterday on the programme, I absolutely discovered that the Ulster Unionist Party and the SDLP are batting for each other. Claire Hanna even said that she would vote for herself. And then number two, she would go with the Ulster Unionist candidate in her constituency. It looks like as if people are facing a choice between DUP or UUP, Sinn Féin or SDLP, that the Alliance Party might be the big losers in this election if it happens.
Well, absolutely not, because I think there's also a mood which says, depending upon people simply managing the old sectional divisions isn't actually getting us anywhere. And there certainly was every indication last year that although we didn't make the gains that we'd hoped for, and we had two or three near misses, our eight seats are all absolutely rock solid safe in the election last year, and looked like they'd all be pretty safe even with a reduction to only five seats per constituency. So there's clearly a consolidation that people are saying it's not just a matter of changing the parties, it's a matter of changing the system and changing the way in which we work from the assumption that it's just two tribes getting along with each other to actually building a united community, a shared future for all of us.
Chances are, of course, we are going to be ruled from London for a considerable time.
Well, that, of course, would require new legislation at Westminster, and it's clear the Secretary of State is doing his best to avoid that at this stage. It may be that's what it comes to, but the issue should be the Secretary of State and the Irish Foreign Minister have responsibilities as co-guarantors of the Good Friday Agreement. They should be working with all the parties, not just the two that have created this problem, to see what we can do to reform the system, to ensure that we get better government and that we get a government in place as soon as possible. If there's a willingness, if there's a genuine engagement, that needn't take years, but it will take months.
And Arlene Foster is saying that the inquiry will be announced today. Is there no window of opportunity there at all?
I think perhaps if she'd even said it on Monday morning, it might have been just about enough. But certainly, it just looks to me like an election stunt. In the face of everything that's happened, to suddenly do a somersault and say that she's in favour of a full, open, transparent inquiry because she's been stepped aside by Martin McGuinness doesn't sound like a genuine moment of contrition. The real opportunity to do that was back in early December. It wasn't when the, you know, the edifice of the executive was already starting to collapse, you know, following Monday evening.
Okay, David Ford, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you. David Ford from Alliance.